This is Chris Oswalt. I'm a citrus extension agent for Polk and Hillsborough counties for the University of Florida.
The weather pattern this year, I know we have El Niños, La Niñas. What are we in and what does that mean potentially?
Yeah, right now we're in what we call a near neutral condition, but the probability this winter for having a weak La Nina is very high according to the Climate Prediction Center of NOAA. And those near neutral conditions sometimes are when we have our typical bad freezes. Most of those have typically occurred during neutral El Nino years.
Near neutral means about a 50% chance of a hard freeze?
Well, we did come across a paper that was written about 15, 16 years ago, and it covered the freezes from the 1980s to 2000. And during that time period, there was a 50% chance of having a severe freeze during a near neutral year over that 20 years. Yes, so that's 50%.
Microsprinklers can reduce temperatures by several degrees within the canopy, correct?
Yeah, microsprinkler irrigation within the canopy of a tree, actually, when the wind conditions go calm, you actually get a significant benefit. In the demonstration that we had discussed earlier today, it was up to a 4-degree Fahrenheit increase in temperature within the canopy of the tree versus the outside air temperature.
And reduces the amount of time under freezing, correct?
Correct. When the winds die down and you get that difference between the outside and the inside canopy temperature, usually you'll be able to slow the rate of fall of that temperature inside the canopy, and thus you'll end up with less hours below a critical temperature, hopefully.
Anything else you'd like to add about cold protection?
Just make sure you're ready for it, and you make sure that you have a plan in place that you're going to choose to use microsprinklers for cold protection, that you make sure you make those decisions early on before you have any problems with your irrigation system freezing up.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.